Now, we came across an interesting TikTok account the other day. Carrie Barney was due to fly home to America from Dublin last Monday with her new husband of only days. And at the airport, Carrie tested positive for COVID. So she's now in hotel quarantine in Dublin, and she's been posting her life on TikTok from inside her hotel room. She's on the line now. Good afternoon, Carrie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for taking the call. So Yanks is your new husband?
Yes, he is.
How do you spell Yanks?
Y-A-N-K-S.
All right.
Like you're yanking someone's hair.
All right. Okay. Right. I've never met a Yanks before. I've met numerous Yanks.
Nor did I before I met him.
Right. Okay. So when did you get married?
I got married on the 15th of August.
Okay. And then you were honeymooning around Europe. Where did you go?
I went to Rome on the 16th and I was there till Saturday. And then on the 21st, I came to Dublin.
Okay. But you were in Florence and on the Amalfi Coast and Pompeii.
Yeah, we went all around Rome. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Had you been there before?
No, I've never been across the pond. So this was my first experience. Okay.
And all very romantic. Florence, very romantic. Like the Golden Bridge, the Ponte Vecchio, that's like beautiful.
Absolutely.
Did you get to see a sunset anywhere?
Yeah, we saw it. We saw a beautiful sunset on the Amalfi Coast. Oh. It was breathtakingly gorgeous.
Yes. Holding hands, looking into each other's eyes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And of course, honeymoons are the things you talk about, you know, forever. And you look back on, you have the pictures and all that sort of thing. So you arrive in Dublin and everything's going swimmingly until.
Yeah.
Yes. So
until I'm about to leave.
Okay. But you had a good time in Dublin. You landed at a good weekend.
I loved it here. It was amazing.
And it was All-Ireland hurling final weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah, so I saw a sea of people in red and green, very passionate about their favorite teams.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw that all around town. We went shopping. We went to the Guinness Museum. It was phenomenal. And yeah, we had an amazing time.
And you went to Penny's?
Yes, I shot my heart out at Penny's. It was good. We had to buy a second bag to get home.
Well, there are two of our greatest exports there, Guinness and Penny's. So you got them both.
Yes.
Okay. So you have a brilliant time coming to the end of your honeymoon. You have to be back in the United States yourself and Yanks for work. So mm-hmm. what happened to the airport?
So per U.S. custom or, you know, law, you have to, regardless of your vaccination status, you have to get tested for you to go back to the United States. So there's testing facilities that are near the airport. So we just got an appointment very early. It'll take less than an hour. So we got there early, you know, got our tests, and we were just waiting in line to check in, and we were all set to go. And his comes up, you know, bright green, yeah. Not detected. Everything's fine. Mine is bright red, COVID positive, and it felt like the world stopped.
But that was an antigen test, was it, Carrie?
Yes.
Okay.
So I took an antigen test and I couldn't believe it. So I ran back and I paid for a PCR test because I was like, I'm a nurse in the United States. And I was like, I've seen false positives. It can happen.
Yes.
And then
yes.
They tested me again and it was so positive.
It was a positive positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No false positives there. What was the chat between yourself and Yanks at that stage?
I mean, I feared for a lot of things. I mean, I didn't know how this country handled the pandemic. I didn't know the politics or what I was going to do. Financially, I was like, I don't know what goes on. And I'm freaking out in the middle of this, you know, airport.
Yeah.
And I've always been really open about my mental health. I suffer from anxiety. And I was trying not to have a panic attack at 9 a.m. in the middle of an airport. I don't want to freak out other people. So they ended up putting us at the hotel by the airport and separating us. And now I'm in a government sanctioned quarantine hotel.
Okay.
And he had to fly back to the United States.
Was he given the option to stay?
He was, yeah. But the option was if he stays, he was going to be segregated from me as well. So they were like, they tested him again, a PCR test, and he was negative. And they were like, we highly suggest that you leave. But if you refuse to leave your wife, You'll be at the same hotel, but on the other side of the hotel. You won't see her. Like, it's, you're both be underneath this thing. But the trick is, if he ever tests positive during this time, then we have to start our 10 or 14, day stay all over.
Yes.
And I was like, just get out, go home.
Yes. Well, the frustration of having your new husband under the same roof and not being able to see him. Like, that's mm-hmm. so he's better off being at the other side of the pond, as you call it, than down the corridor and take a lift. To the second floor.
Okay.
But you've taken to this experience with relish. I don't know if you got relish in the lunch. I don't know if that's part of the lunch. But you have, and you've got loads of people watching your TikTok videos. Was this just to pass the time, Carrie?
Yeah, I remember, back when the whole COVID thing started, I watched a few other people during their government sanctioned quarantines watching what they got to eat. And I thought it was fascinating. So I was like, I think this is going to be my way for me to stay sane. Right. And I thought I would be lucky if 100 people watched me. Now it's over close to almost 50,000 people that are now following me. It's crazy.
It is a bit when you think about it, isn't it? Because you're in a nondescript hotel room and you're talking people through your lunch. You do introduce it. Let's talk about lunch, baby. Let's talk about... And the big thing is pennies, Guinness, and of course, what's the final one in the threesome?
I'm sure it's that Tato sandwich.
It is Tato crisps. Yes, Tato crisps.
Oh my gosh, you guys did me dirty. That tasted so bad.
What? Like, the crisps taste good because you like them, but then somebody suggested that you have a crisp sandwich.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'll try it. I'm all about trying new foods. I'm a very picky eater.
Right.
So I was, I've been trying to find the silver lining of this whole scenario. So I was like, let me try the sandwich that everybody in my comments keeps talking to me about. And I've never been so close to vomiting in my life.
So you got the white bread, lashings of butter on both sides, and then the crisps. Mm-hmm. And you mashed it good together. And then, and the look on your face, it was, you didn't like it. It was obvious.
No, I tried. Yeah. I tried to be like, so good. But I couldn't even fake it.
Did I read here that, okay, you didn't like crisp sandwiches? That's fair enough. I'm not a big fan of them myself. But you did try chocolate muffins and gravy. Is that correct?
Everything, yeah. Well, not together. I didn't put gravy on my chocolate muffin. No,
that's what I thought. I misread it there. Yeah, because that would be disgusting.
No. At this hotel, I come to find out that not only are a lot of people all over the world watching, but the chef of this hotel is watching.
Right.
The healthcare providers at the hotel are watching.
Okay.
So I had a TikTok that I put, live, and I basically was talking about my mental health, and I was having a rough day missing my partner. And in 15 minutes, the nurse was at my door knocking with some cookies, some crisps, and it was so incredibly sweet.
Isn't that lovely? The power of TikTok.
Yeah, like the hospitality of the Irish is crazy.
Now, you could have just picked up the phone and said, but anyway, you decided to go through TikTok.
I'm having a hard day.
Yes, fair enough. How are you now? Yeah, because it's Wednesday when you're flying out, which is great. So what, tonight and Tuesday night, two more sleeps.
Exactly. That's what I keep thinking. Two more sleeps, a few more meals, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. And is there anything you want to do before you leave us? Any other culinary delights that you haven't sampled? I'm just trying to think.
I had a spice bag, but that was the last meal I had before I went on quarantine lockdown, and it was delicious.
Yeah,
spice but unfortunately, I don't think those are offered at like 6 a.m. here.
No. And you were a bit disappointed that you couldn't get takeaway, which is obviously the rules around.
Yeah, quarantine. That's my biggest bummer.
Yeah. It's a pity you can't sample fish and chips. Have you had fish and chips? Irish fish and chips, Dublin fish and chips?
Yeah, I did when I was in town.
Yeah, you had that. Okay. Well, if we get any suggestions, we will pass them on to you.
Absolutely.
When are you doing your last TikTok video from quarantine?
I'll probably document my entire journey home at this point.
Right.
So come follow me. Carry me home tonight. Have a great one.
Yeah. And just on the serious side of it, because you were vaccinated twice, they're telling us now that if you do manage to get COVID, as you did, although you're double vaccinated, that it's not as bad. So that was the case for you, was it?
Yeah, I just had a minor cough. I really thought it was like allergies because Rome and here are very different in temperature. So sometimes that freaks me out when I've traveled in the past. So I thought it was just allergies. Didn't know it was COVID. Right. But I think that's all because I have been fully vaccinated. So
right. Congratulations again on
the marriage and all that sort of thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And good luck with your reuniting with your new husband, Yanks, in the coming days. Thanks for talking to us, Carrie.
Anytime. Have a great one, y'all.
The Ray Bye. Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.